Welcome back. We are up to Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Zion, Chapter 13, Mishnah 7 of Maseches Shabbos. The Mishnah says that Yashav Ha'echad al Pesach v'lo milahu. Let's say a deer was inside the house, and a person goes ahead and sits in front of the door, and he doesn't block the door entirely, so that the deer can still wiggle out if he wants to, and then Yashav Hashini milahu, and the second person then comes and sits next to him in the doorway, and then has a full blockade because of the second guy. So Asheni Chayav, the second guy is liable because it's his act that made the animal impossible to escape, but the first person is not liable. Yashav Harishon al Pesach u'melahu. First guy sits down in the doorway and does block it fully. Uba Hasheni v'yashav bitzido, and the second then comes and blocks it and sits down next to him and blocks it in an additional way. So afal pisha amar Harishon v'halachlo, even though the person, the first guy gets up and leaves, leaving the entrance blocked by only the second guy, Harishon chayav Hasheni patur. The first guy is liable, but the second guy is going to be exempt. Because what's this comparable to? Noel as beso l'shamro, someone who locks the door of his house to protect it. V'nim tzatzvi shamar besocho, and the deer is found trapped inside of it. Right. So the case over here is that the deer was trapped inside of a house when the door was closed firmly already, that the deer could not come out, but it wasn't locked, and now you go ahead and lock it, so you're just putting an extra safeguard on it, but you're not the one who trapped it, so therefore you are not liable, and that's why the person over here, number two, sitting in front of the other guy, is not going to be liable as well. That's the conclusion of Perek Yud Gimel. We now move on to Perek Yud Aleph, Chapter 14, Mishnah Aleph. Shmona Shrutzim Ha'amurim B'Torah. There are 8 species of shrutzim, of like creepy, crawly creatures that are mentioned in the Torah that have the ability to give over tumah when they are dead. And then Hatzadan, a person who traps them on Shabbos, V'achovel Bahen, and you, a person who might bruise them on Shabbos for some reason, Chayev, in these cases, you will be liable. U'sha'ar Shekatzim U'ramasim, but when it comes to the other creepy, crawly creatures, Shrutzim, which are essentially unable to convey, to give over tuma, so hachovel behen patur, so a person bruises them on Shabbos, you're going to be exempt, because these shrutzim, if there is a bruise that does form, the blood from the bruise will sort of reabsorb into the rest of the body, and so no malacha of chavala will be violated, so you're not concerned about that. And hatzadan letzora chayev, and if a person traps them, that if a person traps them for a specific need, he will be liable for violating Shabbos. But if he traps them shelo l'tzorech, not for a specific need, patur, then he's going to be exempt because the animals are not commonly trapped, because these types of animals are not commonly trapped for their use. So again, if you trap one of these shrutzim that don't convey any tumah, so you will be liable for violating Shabbos, only if you trapped it for a specific need. You didn't trap it for a specific need, then you're going to be exempt because the animals are not usually trapped for other reasons other than needing them. Then says the Mishnah further, Chayav of Shabirushu. So wild animals and birds that a person has under his control, under his auspices, at Sadan Patora, a person traps them, he's going to be Patra, he'll be exempt, because these animals are usually accessible to the owner, so the notion of being trapped is not exactly something that we apply in this situation. And a person who bruises them will be liable for violating Shabbos, because when it comes to the 8 shratzim, wild animals and birds also have thick skin, and so therefore you would be liable for violating Shabbos if you go ahead and a person who bruises them is going to be liable for violating Shabbos, because like these 8 shrutzim that we had before, so wild animals and birds also have thick skin. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Aleph in the 14th chapter. God willing, next time we'll continue the Mishnah Beis. Have a wonderful day.